local that I have. I discovered the other day that openatria.com was available, so I registered it, it being the actual proper plural of open atriums. And then we'll look at some resources and so forth. There's going to be a whole demo-based aspect of this. So that is a live demo, which has a history of not working generally at presentations like this. So bear with me. We'll do what we can with what we have. So let's get started with what it is. What is Eager? First off, you'll note that I'm pronouncing it Eager. That's how we pronounce it at Kumbit. We're one of the lead development shops behind the project. I think technically it's something like Aegir. It's a Norse god of the sea. So that's complicated and hard to say. So we say Eager in English and we say Agir in French, since those are both actual words that people know how to pronounce. So what it is, first and foremost, it's a free software project. It depends a little bit. What it is depends on what you're looking at, right, from your perspective. So from one stance, it's a free software project. From another, it's a set of tools and functionality that let you manage Drupal sites. From another aspect, it's a bunch of components that put together make this thing. And then from yet another aspect, it's the people and community that have built up around it. So look at each of those in a little more detail. As a project, it is fully free, libre, open source, etc., right? It's GPL'd. It is community-driven, so there's several projects on D.O, where the majority of the actual discussion around the development and the road mapping and so forth happens. We also have a dedicated Open Atrium website, Open Atrium-based website, where we do a lot of discussions and things of that nature. We have an IRC channel. We'll look at all that kind of stuff. It is fully GPL'd, so all the components are basically Drupal-based and are published on Drupal.org, which means that they will always and forever be GPL'd. And it basically, one of the main things with open source projects is that they tend to be sort of a scratch-your-own-itch. You develop what you need for the business model that you're actually implementing. So we've got a bunch of different people doing different things, and so there's we're moving in quite a few interesting directions. On the note of scratching your own itch, though, bear in mind that there are service providers that actually have this in place that offer between everything from fully hosted solutions through custom development, including professional services and support and so forth. So it's not like you're on your own to do this stuff, but that's basically the direction in which it gets developed. So this was a quote that Dries was nice enough to provide, basically that Eager is an important tool in the toolbox of the Drupal community. Basically what Drupal does is it makes it easy to install, upgrade, deploy, and backup Drupal sites, and in fact, whole networks of Drupal sites. There are Eager installs with several thousand sites being managed on it. We at Kumbit have probably about 400 sites. We have clients that are talking to us about installs that will be running up to 5,000 sites. And it can support more than that. Bear in mind, though, that there is no Eager project. Okay, this is a common misconception. People go looking for Eager, and then they find these things. And it's a little bit confusing at first, right? So Eager actually spans all of the different things you can have in Drupal, right? So there's an install profile that sets up the site, and we can actually look at what that looks like. If I come out of here, this is basically what it looks like if you're not logged in. There we go. And let me switch over to one where I am logged in. And this is basically it. It's a Drupal site, okay? The profile sets all of this up for you, right? It manages your initial server and things of that nature. We'll look at that in a little more depth in a minute in terms of what those pieces are. The profile not only has the install profile component, but it also includes all the modules. There's about 18, I think, modules that make up the core of Eager. Those are in the Hostmaster project. We're considering maybe spinning them off again. We're certainly doing that with Eldir, which is the theme that comes with it. All the heavy lifting, though, is actually done by a Drush extension called Provision. And everybody here is familiar with Drush? Can I see a show of hands? Okay. So it's the Drupal shell, right? It's how you can manage Drupal sites from the command line. This is important in the sense that what you're doing with Eager is you're installing, you're deploying whole Drupal code bases, and you're installing sites on those. This is something you can't actually do from within a Drupal, because Drupal runs through Apache, and Apache can't write certain files, vhosts and stuff like that. So Provision can, because it's running on Drush, and Drush is separate from any given Drupal. And so that's how it actually goes about how it works architecturally, is basically that the hosting module speaks to Drush, and then Drush actually does the work. In terms of the people behind it, there's the founder and the lead, who are two different people now. The founder of the project is Adrian Russo, who, amongst many other things, implemented the PHP template system. He and development seat have since left the Drupal world. The current lead is Antoine Beaupre, who goes by Anarchat. He works here in Montreal at Coombit. There's a few other maintainers spread out really all over the place. There's one in the UK, another in Poland, another in Australia. There's various contributors, such as myself and a bunch of the staff at Coombit, and a bunch of other people. And then there's, at last count, at least 1,000 users, if not more, though a little hard to judge. In terms of the community, I mentioned some of these already. Community.eagerproject.org is probably the best place to get situated. It's where the official documentation for the project sits. We have discussion forums and things of that nature. There's the IRC channel that there's always somebody on. It may take a little while to get an answer, but usually there's somebody taking a look at that. The issue queues is where the majority of the actual hardcore discussions in terms of the direction of the project go. We have regular development scrums Tuesday mornings, I believe. It's been moving around. It's a bit of a challenge to work across four time zones on the opposite corners of the planet. So that is actually on community.eagerproject.org on the front page. And then we're at various DrupalCons and Drupal camps. And then as far as the ecosystem goes that's built up around this, obviously it's made up of a lot of those people, but it's development shops who are continuing the development of it or doing regular Drupal development. There's hosting providers such as Coombit, Omega 8cc, and so forth. And then there's a developing group of SaaS providers, so software as a service providers who have usually a particular profile in Drupal, and then they use Eager as a method of provisioning those sites for individual clients. So that's something that we're going to look a little more in depth at in terms of some of the functionality that I've been working on recently to enable a smoother process for that. So on to the business models. There's basically four that I've identified. There's probably a lot more than this, but this is sort of broad strokes how I've split this up. We have your more or less classic Drupal shop, which is what I include here in this first one, a features lab, site factory, theme studio, call it what you like, but at the end of the day, what you're doing is building Drupal sites or managing Drupal sites. That is where the majority of people are in Drupal right now. There's whole processes in there that can be automated in terms of proper migration, code base management, and things of that nature. Often if you're doing a proper migration from, say, Drupal 6.22 to 6.23, it can take up to half an hour or more per site to do it properly, right? Taking a backup of the database, copying all the files and stuff over to the new platform, restoring the database, testing it, and then moving the vhosts, right? Eager basically can do all of that for you in an automated fashion with automated rollbacks if there's any challenges or issues that come up along the way. So something that could normally take half an hour or more, and it can take half an hour using, like, Drush, right? That's power tools, half an hour. By hand, it can be hours. This is something that we can do in a matter of seconds. Depending on the size of the database, it can take a while to do the backup and rsync it and stuff like that. Depends if it's going to a remote server or not and so forth, but it's about as fast as it possibly can be. The next one is infrastructure as a service. So infrastructure as a service basically is hosted Eager VPSs. That's more or less what I'm looking at from that standpoint. That's a focus of Coombit's recently. Platform as a service is basically hosting a big Eager in which you invite clients into it to manage their own sites and develop on it. That's a work in progress, and we'll see why. And then software as a service, which I touched on already a little bit, and we'll see how that works. So we're going to look in each of these. I don't know if you're familiar with this internet meme, right? You got a couple good ideas, and then somehow there's a missing step, and you profit from it, right? This is the model for all of these, and the interesting part is that I fill in the question marks. So your standard Drupal shop already has to have skilled Drupal developers to be successful, so that's kind of a given. If you don't, there's not much we're going to be able to do for you. Ideally, you have a features and Git-based development testing and staging workflow. This is something that can be greatly eased by Eager. But if you don't have that in place already, you're flying by the seat of your pants. There's a lot of things that can go wrong that are unrecoverable. So that's an ideal in terms of that. But this is something that can be greatly eased with Drupal, and then, of course, there's some rather with Eager. And then there's some really cool projects like Dog. Has anybody heard about Dog? I suggest you take a look at it. It's Drupal on Git. It's using Drupal or Git as a deployment mechanism, and it's really cool. Anyway, take a look. And so there's a missing piece here, and that would basically be managed Eager hosting, right? Eager's a big, complex system. You're welcome, if you have sysadmin staff, to deploy it yourself. We're always encouraging people to be adopting it. However, if your core business model is developing Drupal sites, then managing an Eager instance isn't necessarily what you want to be doing. So that's probably the easiest way to enable, put Eager in place to help you guys with developing more Drupal sites. The infrastructure as a service is basically, as I mentioned, what Coombit is pursuing. Recently, at the beginning of the year, when we had our 1.0 release, Antoine, that is Anarchat, the lead on the project, started putting together .deb packages. These allow for fairly simple installs on Debian-based systems, which is what we use. There is interest in some projects moving towards supporting CentOS and Red Hat kind of flavor systems. We do have install instructions for OS X and all kinds of Solaris and various other things. But without sort of a standard packaging, then you're doing all your installs by hand. That's not terribly efficient either. So this is one of the main things that really enables infrastructure as a service, so these Eager-based VPSs. Monitoring and support is obviously important here, because what you're selling is an Eager-based virtual server. So everything that you expect to get out of a virtual server, you have to support. And then Eager on top of it, right? And so the missing link here is that deep Eager and sysadmin skill set. This is what this enables. So it takes it out of the hands of the Drupal developers who may not have that skill set, and it's a business model on its own. It's basically just an infrastructure layer under that. So platform as a service, as I alluded to, is the idea of a shared Eager infrastructure. So rather than having individual Eager VPSs, you have one big one, or perhaps multiple big ones. But the idea there is that if you have, say, a common Drupal 6 or 7 or whatever, but a code base for all 400 sites or something that your clients are running, then what you achieve there is one copy of Drupal in the cache, right? You don't have multiple copies. It's things of that nature that make this a more efficient deployment mechanism. It gives a little bit less individual control, right? You don't have necessarily full root access to the server. Generally, you wouldn't want to do that. You're going to be shrouded into, a jail, basically, where you can do your own stuff. Part of what makes this interesting is a project called UC Hosting that I'm now co-maintainer of, but it was written by Sophie and Vanessa at Coombit originally. That basically allows you to bridge hosting, which is the Eager components, with Ubercart, right? So that you can purchase a set of sites or purchase a quota of sites is basically how it works out. I'm looking to expand that to be able to include platforms, so actually managing entire Drupal instances, so like an OpenAtrium platform or something like that that might be customized. There are, however, some challenges. This is not ready to go at this point because there are some existing security challenges that need to be addressed. Basically, what we need to do is have each site run under its own user so that you don't have WWData running everything, right? That's doable, but it's a lot of work to get there. So it's being addressed. It's being looked at, but it's something that is probably at least a year away. But it's something that Kumbit is very interested in. This is actually the vision that that Anarchat has as far as where he'd like to see this go. And the idea would basically be that all of our clients can individually have access to all the modules and files and themes for their sites and be able to have command line access or FTP access or whatnot to all of that. The pieces are being put in place, and if you like, we can look at the issue later on. And then finally, the software as a service, which has really been my passion of late. It's based on install profiles, right? So we're all familiar with install profiles and the coolness that that is, right? Okay, so install profiles allow you to basically, during the install, not get a bare-bones Drupal, but get something like an OpenAtrium. Now, OpenAtrium really stretched the limits of what you can do with install profiles. There's a lot more focus in core these days on install profiles. They're actually building a usable default now, which is really great. Jeff Eaton's behind that project. It's now, I think, on its third name. I think it's called OnRamp now. It was Snowman for a while, and previous to that, it was Tsunami. And then there was a tsunami, and so they changed the name because they didn't want to be insensitive to the plight of those people. So there was all kinds of stuff going on there. But a little hard to track, but a great project to pay attention to because the intention is really to be able to enable install profiles to be more usable in the default Drupals than they currently are. So with install profiles that give you a fully configured Drupal that does something useful right away after install, you combine that with UC Hosting and Eager, which basically give you the ability to spawn a site from a client going and clicking through a purchase order form on UC on an Ubercart site to having a fully configured site at the end of it. Would anybody like to guess what the missing link is here? In my opinion, there's a bunch of different things that we could fit in there, but in my opinion, the biggest one is that at the end of the day, after the client has clicked through and they have this brand new OpenAtrium site, they're user ID 1, right? So they don't actually have a terribly good user experience because the first thing they have to do, if they know how to do this, is create themselves a second account, assign it the manager role, log out, and then log back in. Okay? And that's if they know what to do. Otherwise, they're going to click around and break the site in all likelihood because they have access to absolutely everything and it's a very complex system. So I built a module for that. It's called Hosting Profile Roles. We'll take a look at it in a minute. Basically, all it does is it says it allows you on a platform, on a profile by profile basis on individual platforms within Eager, to assign user ID 1 to somebody else. So it could be somebody on your support team. It could be a client in that platform access model. But it's somebody who has user ID 1 on all the sites that are going to be created based on that profile on that platform. In addition, what it does is it creates a second user for the client that's actually purchasing the site and assigns them an arbitrary role. So in OpenAtrium, it would be manager because that's the role that you want them to be able to have generally. And I think it's going to be highly profitable because, I mean, you get to take all the various install profiles that are out there and basically just start selling them as they're meant to be. So I think it's pretty cool. Hence OpenAtria.com, right? That's the idea there, is to now be able to say, okay, well, here's OpenAtrium. Various models of it, like I'll just give you a quick look at I forgot to maximize this. My apologies for that. But if we look at here, just to give you an idea of what you can do with an OpenAtrium, this isn't terribly pretty, right? This is the community.eagerproject.org. We turned off groups. You can turn off groups in OpenAtrium, which is pretty cool because that allows you to have all that functionality but a single site and not all the complexity that goes along with it. I'm trying to convince a designer to take a look at this and do something kind of sexier with it than a default open atrium. But if anybody would like, come see me. I'm more than happy to help with that. So back to what Eager looks like, right? So here it is. I'll go over quickly what we're looking at so that the rest of it makes a little more sense. I know I've already alluded to some of these. There's three fundamental things that you have, right? You have sites, you have platforms, and you have servers, which you can see over here. Sites are exactly what they sound like. They're sites. Platforms may be a little bit elusive for some people. It took me a little while to wrap my head around it when I was first looking at this. A platform is a Drupal download, like a Drupal 6 that you download, 6.22 or whatever, and you deploy it. And then the sites are all in the multi-sites. You don't ever use default, right, for a site. You always have your individual site. So that's how Eager works. This is how we can migrate from Drupal 6.22 to 6.23, is by you build all your sites on 6.22, 6.23 comes out, you build a new platform, and then you migrate all those sites from one to the other. So we can take a look at what a platform looks like. It's not a lot to it, in the sense that there's not a lot of a front end that you need for this, right? Once it's in place, that's about it. There's not a lot you can do with it. Tasks are another important feature here. These are the things that get passed to Drush, right, to that provision, and then that's what operates on the site generally. So verifying is basically going and looking at the file system and making sure all the proper you have all the proper permissions for all the various files, that settings isn't writable, things like that. There's some really nifty security features in Eager too, in that the database passwords are pulled out of settings and put into the vhost and stuff, so that's not at all accessible to the web server. At any rate, so here you see basically what you can do with it, the various sites that are built on this particular platform, and then if I wanted to, I could go ahead and migrate, tell it which one of these new platforms that I want to migrate it to, and then it would go and as a batch, migrate all these sites, right? If there was an error in any one of those sites, that site would be rolled back, and then you could fix whatever those errors were. For each of these tasks, you'll see in the queue here, or locally, there's a view, which gives you a log of what the task is. This is basically what you see at the command line. If you're running Drush, you see all of this go by. So it tells you everything that's happening, right? If there was an error, it would be highlighted in red. If there was a warning, it would be highlighted in yellow, right? Standard color coding stuff. But it allows you to then track that down. You go onto the command line, add some debug switches, and kind of explore where some of that goes. Generally, it goes pretty smoothly, right? But it might be something like you're missing a module where you want it to be or something like that. It'll actually catch that because it's aware of all the packages on a platform. So this, by the way, is all of the modules, as you can see, that come with a basic Drupal. So this is not terribly functional right now, but this is one of the things we'd like to extend more in terms of being able to manage which modules are available to which profiles and which clients and stuff of that nature. And then here's actually hosting profile roles. There's not much to it, right? Gives you a field set for each of the profiles on the site, and then you can assign who you want user ID 1 to be. And, of course, it's got, the sexy autocomplete stuff. And then the client role. The client role does not have autocomplete because roles are not something, not a first-level kind of concept in install profiles at this point. They can be hidden in features or various other places. So until a site is installed, it can't know what roles are there. So this is something that you just need to actually be aware of what roles exist on that platform and that profile. Presumably, if you have access to this, you know that, and so you can do it properly. So we can actually set something like this up. Bear in mind, there's a full Ubercart, right? Everybody's familiar with Ubercart to some extent. So it works just like regular a regular Ubercart does. Let's actually log in here as a... Okay, so I'm logged out over here, okay? So this is basically what you would come up with. This is default, right? There's no no nifty design to it or anything. But you've got products. I have a couple products here. I have a Drupal 6 site and an OpenAtrium site. And basically, this is just, you know, click to add to cart, right? Then it asks you for your domain name. This, I'm working on something that will allow you to just have subdomains, right? So limit it to subdomains of a specific domain. I'm also a maintainer of Registrar API, which has been ignored for far too long, and it's something that I plan on working on soon to be able to integrate this so that you can actually purchase your domain at the same time. But not there yet. That's just kind of roadmap stuff. This is greatly simplified. You can have a lot more options in here. Right now I have it set so that this particular product is limited to a specific Drupal install and a specific profile on that install. You could give these as options here. Okay. My preference, though, is to really simplify that because I'd like it in the product to be showing these things, right? To be describing what it is rather than to be showing Drupal 6 or standard for Drupal 7, right? Which can be very confusing to people who aren't, you know, already developers. And if they're already developers, chances are they're not buying it through this kind of interface. So let's put something together here. So we'll go DC211, call this D6, and let's see if my local DNS server is going to like this or not. We won't see until after, but there you go. And so here we go with a Drupal 6 site. We're going to check out. Just standard purchase process. I'm using credit cards here as a payment option, mainly because it's the one that auto-fulfills, right? Because I want this to actually be fully automated from purchase through to through the rest of the way. We're going to go with now, all you're really asking for is an email address, right? Apart from a credit card, that's the only thing you need because you need to be able to communicate with your client in some fashion. There's billing information. Usually this would have address and stuff like that, but that can all be removed in UberCart. Review the order. Submit the order. And there we go. Now it's created two clients, you'll note. There's a bit of a bug in UC Hosting that it tries to auto-create clients and be kind of smart about it so that if there's already one with that name, it'll add zero to it, except it does it automatically. So there's a little bug there, but not that big a deal. Note that I'm logged in now. This time around, it shows me my password, right? But it auto-logs me in. These are just settings in UberCart, right? This is nothing about Eager or UC Hosting or anything. But from a software as a service standpoint, these are kind of important usability kind of things. And then you can actually click here to see the site. And it's already been installed. Okay. Now, ideally, we'd be providing a link right into the site, in my opinion. Right. I don't think, generally speaking, we need to show much of Eager to end users, certainly not if they're going to be purchasing a specific site. If you're selling a set of sites or a network of sites, like, say, Open Enterprise kind of brochureware site and an Open Enterprise and maybe some other stuff, then it might make sense because you can do all your backups and stuff of that nature. But generally speaking, apart from backing up, there's not a lot of other things you want people to be able to do here. But what it does do is it gives you a nifty login link, and you can log in and see that the site is actually running, and it has my email address, and so forth, right? Now, you'll note that the username is admin. That's by default. There are ways of changing that so that we'll be able to put in the username from the Eager. And you'll also note that this user has administrator rights, right? Because I didn't actually do the settings on the platform profile page. So that's the basic purchase process. What we can do, if you like, is maybe set up one of these products, right? See the configuration that's needed to make one of these projects link into everything. Does that sound interesting? Is that what we want to do? Okay. So let's do that then. So we'll go back to the one where I'm logged in as an administrator. And obviously this is the page that I should have set up if I wanted to do this right. And we can do the same thing with, say, an OpenAtrium. This is one that I've already created, but we can just go in and look at what this looks like. So it's got the standard UberCart stuff, right? So name and description is just title and body. Then you've got your SKU, your sell price, et cetera. Generally, you want to unclick this one, right? Because there's nothing that you're going to generally ship with these things. Obviously, you could ship something if you wanted to, but it's not generally recommended because there's not a whole lot that usually goes out with these. Where it hooks into Eager, hooks into UberCart, is through the features, right? So there's a variety of, there's actually currently two features that you can add. One is access to a platform, and the other is creating a site and adding quotas. Okay, so quotas are something that need to be abstracted a little bit more in Eager currently. But right now, clients can only have quotas on the number of sites, right? And there should be quotas that can assign to other things, like the number of users on a site, for example, is an interesting quota that would be useful here and something that I'm working on. You can also sell access to a platform, right? So if you have multiple platforms that you want to enable this for, then you may want to limit what those accesses are, and that will you hook into the client access component of Eager to manage that. I've used the create a site and adjust quotas accordingly, which basically looks like this. So let's go into the edit for this one. So you have to link it to the SKU just to make sure that it's attached properly. You have an option of forcing clients to create their site. If you don't have this clicked, when they purchase the site, they have a little checkbox to say create my site later. I think from SaaS standpoint, that doesn't make sense, but it certainly could if, say, you sell a quota of 5 sites to a reseller, right, who's going to go and create those sites for a third party. And then here are the site default options. So you can have it be that the people have access to any of the profiles, so you don't associate it. By default, it doesn't associate to a given profile. Personally, I like making it simple and keeping it to a particular profile. Same thing with the different platforms, right? You can have a specific profile on a specific platform and link it that way. So that's what I've done in this case. And so you'd basically just save the feature, and that's it. That's the UberCart piece. There's not much more to it than that. There is, up in hosting, I believe there's a setting somewhere in here, but there's not a whole lot. Yeah, maybe not even. So that's basically that side of it, right? So if we were to go through this again, if we were to log out and walk through this piece, it would be exactly the same thing, but you'd get an open atrium at the end. Now, going back over here, if we go to the platform that we assigned that particular product to, which was my Open Atrium Build 0, I believe. Here it is. We can go to the roles, and we have two profiles on this, right? This is just a standard out-of-the-box Open Atrium 1.0. So it comes with a Drupal install profile, and it comes with an Open Atrium. It's not actually completely out-of-the-box because it's using a Pressflow platform so that it can make use of things like Varnish. But otherwise, it's the same. So I have it already configured with user ID 1 is going to be assigned to the admin user, so me in this case, and then the client role being manager. I'd like to turn these both basically into text areas so that you could have, say, a team of people. Ideally, we'll be able to integrate with something like groups or potentially replace clients with organic groups. So that you can basically assign perhaps a client to have user ID 1. That might be a reseller client that has user ID 1, something like that. Or your admin client, right, as your admin staff would have. And then the same thing with roles, right? It would be useful to be able to assign multiple roles. These are just little things I haven't gotten around to yet. And so if we were to go through it on this one, here we go, sorry. We'll do, and this time we'll create an open atrium. And this basically is just to show that if you get a Drupal, a basic Drupal, with there's no other roles, right? There's no roles defined at all by default, so you can't even do that on a Drupal 6. You do have an admin role in Drupal 7. But remember, the point is to actually not give that role. But I believe that's the only default role. So we'll use Open Atrium as a good example here because, of course, it's the most mature of the profiles and is just, you know, really pretty cool. And there we go. Sorry. Now, I am letting people create their own username and password and stuff if there's a desire to do so, but there's no need to. That's, again, as I mentioned, something that's in UberCart rather than something that's in OpenAtrium. Rather than automatically creating usernames, which can sometimes be problematic, and giving them some funky password that they're going to forget immediately anyway, and if they don't remember to reset it, you know, there's problems like that. Of course, it's a Drupal, so you can reset your password from the reset page. And something went wrong. It was just a matter of time. So, all right, let's... I don't know what went wrong. Didn't tell me anything useful. I won't go doing this for too long, because there's a couple more things that I wanted to look at. Okay, the site's there. Credit card. Ah. It's not liking my credit card. All right. This actually works. Yeah, I'm just going to have to ask you to bear with me here. I think it's my vServer that's... Yeah, okay, hold on. Sorry. There's something with my file server, and VirtualBox doesn't like me, because this happens about once a day. So I'll just start this up again. And what we'll do is go back to my, thankfully, locally saved presentation, so that we can move on with some other stuff in the meantime, and then we can get back to that. So that's basically what the state of the software as a service is at this point. Obviously, this being a Drupal, right, the Eager as a Drupal, you can do whatever you are comfortable being able to do in Drupal on it, right? So there's a bunch of really cool stuff that's... being done on that side. For example, there's automated backups and automated backup garbage collection that you can add. There's a really nifty project from one of the maintainers, which is feeds integration for Eager, so that you can take a CSV file with 400 sites, for example, defined in it, and it'll go and create 400 sites for you. Pretty nifty stuff. May not want to do that generally, but if you're providing, you know, websites to all of the MPs for the Conservative Party in the UK, which was the use case that he developed that for. That was wonderful, right? These are basic templated sites. You just have to put in the domain name and stuff, and boom, it created a bunch of them. There's a whole set of modules that I'm working on for the software as a service side of things. Big pieces of that being the... integration with things like the support module. Is everybody familiar with support? It's an issue ticketing system. Pretty nifty, and I think my server's back up. So basically, the integration that I have at that point is that when clients are created in Eager, it creates one in support. Just a fairly basic integration at this point, but some nifty stuff. One that I have a module called User Limit, which on its own is nearly useless. What it does is it limits how many users you can have on a Drupal site, right? Generally, you don't want to do that. Where it becomes useful is, say, if you're selling OpenAtrium sites and you want to be able to charge by user, right? Sort of standard software as a service model, Google Apps kind of thing, right, where you pay $50 per year per user. There's the Eager components that still need to be written for that, but it's just a matter of time. But basically, the idea would be to implement a quota that can then be assigned to use through UC hosting to the product. That could then be hooked into the integration with the ticketing system so that you can provide support or not, depending on the level of support that you want to sell with your profiles, and so forth. So... there's a lot of interesting stuff happening on that side, and a lot of nifty little tweaks. If you implement Eager yourself by default, you know how we saw the site was created already by the time you we had clicked on a link to view the site. Generally, those tasks are being run by cron every minute, right, on the server. So there's usually a delay there. There's a really nifty little daemon that runs that will check it continuously, and just as soon as a task is posted, run it right away, which is really great. Undoes a bunch of work that I'd put into making it so that you could cancel tasks, because it's just too fast. It always gets there before you. Maybe not if you're creating 400 sites automatically, right? There might be you might have a chance there, but that's a real usability improvement. If you're running on this kind of thing on a regular basis, it makes all the difference in the world that you don't wait that minute every time you want to do something, especially if you're developing on Eager in the sense that you're developing something for Eager. It's a godsend. So that was by Stephen Jones, who's the one of the maintainers of the project. All right, there we go. So let's see if we can catch it here while it's still running. It logged me out. Okay, so there's still something going on here. But let me switch over to this one. Okay. So something's gone wrong. This is beta code. So bear with me on that one, and we'll just go back to this. And so as far as the resources that are available on the for Eager, these are the ones that we looked at before. There are a growing number of Eager service providers. So one of the other maintainers, Miguel Jacques, who goes by MIG5, has recently, I believe, quit his sysadmin job to do Eager-based support full-time. Now, he's in Australia, so that doesn't necessarily help you guys all that much. But it's really cool that you now have an Eager guy in Australia. There's a lot of interest from all over the place, and it's the kind of thing that's fairly easy to support remotely. Coombit, for example, plans on being able to throw Eagers into something like the Rackspace cloud, you know, so it really doesn't matter too much where you are. But that's the kind of thing we're doing. So I guess at this point, we'll just go on to questions. Are there any questions? You looked like you had a question a minute ago. No? Okay, never mind. Let me see how much time I have. I think I'm actually out of time. Hopefully. I have a couple minutes left. No questions at all? Oh, sorry. Is there plans to integrate with Pantheon? Probably only from a migration standpoint. I'm not intimately familiar with Pantheon, but what I understand it does is a lot of this kind of stuff, but with a Python daemon, which is kind of funny because Hostmaster, the original Hostmaster that was written for Bright by Adrian like 8 years ago or something like that, the first hosting company, was a Python daemon. And then he decided to move it into Drupal. So I think it's interesting that they're taking that back up. I mean, I think we'll just support all the basic archive formats so that it's easy to migrate from one to the other, but I don't know where the integration would happen. I don't know how to implement it or anything. So it's the kind of thing we're open to, though, certainly if there's interest on it. The plan is basically for UC hosting to be more modular, sort of pluggable from that standpoint. So that's basically where it comes from. There's a module being worked on by Sofian for its Eager services, right? So the idea would be to be able to put your Ubercart instance on a separate server from your Eager, which I know would make me a lot more comfortable than having two very big, very complex systems running on the same server, especially since that server is the core infrastructure to your business. So I like that one, and that's one of the things that would make that a lot easier, because then it's just the component that integrates with the specific system, and then the component that's listening on the Eager side can be, you know, just doesn't really have to care, right? So, yeah, we do want to do that. But commerce hasn't really been... There's not a lot of sort of momentum behind it right now, so we're kind of waiting and seeing. UC is, you know, there's like 1,000 modules for it or something, right? You can do all kinds of stuff. So I like commerce from an architectural standpoint and making use of stuff in D7, but it's a chicken and egg thing, I guess, for now. It'll take a while. Any other questions? Okay, so there's another eager session tomorrow, I believe, possibly Sunday. I'm sorry, I forget. It's in here. It's by a couple of our developers at Qumbit who maintain our platforms. And so that's actually a really interesting process and how to migrate things in a stable fashion to minimize the effects of those. And I believe that's the only other eager session that we have this time around. But we may have a buff. I don't know if there's any actual plans for it. If you have any questions or want to discuss any of this, feel free to just track me down. I'll be around for the next couple of days. And I'm always happy to talk about Eager. It's what I do. So it's all cool. Thank you very much.